From Martin J. Driscoll, IntheMindway@gmail.com. Date February 12, 2018, 1:36 p.m. Subject, legal necessity, HIV deaths in the United States of America due to homeless and addiction. 2. Hash Jonathan.Arellano-Jackson, hashtag Cromobone-the.good, one bad makes all look bad, warning against deception and hypocrisy. Jarellano-Jackson@pd.sbcounty.gov. CC, IzzykJackson.phd@gmail.com. Jackson, IzzykJackson.phd@gmail.com. Key, BlackMeat6969@yahoo.com. William Jamal Wilson, WillWilson003@gmail.com. Hash Cromobone.the.good, hash Timothy.Earl.Marable, TimothyEarls@yahoo.com. Sammy Francher, Sodavine75463660@gmail.com. Samuel Jesse Grew Up Martinez, Smartinez.07panboy@gmail.com. Chris, you can write him @gmail.com, James Clark Blackfaro16@gmail.com, Nathan Norman, GodSweetNectar@gmail.com, Fatimo Adon, Cap Denver, my client assigned case manager number 5, Fatimo.Adon@ColoradoHealthNetwork.org, enableiton.org. This is the basis of the legal necessity clause. Here is the synopsis where these are all complex combined in HIV issues, homelessness, and drug culture clash with common beliefs that are not true. We need a change of focus and a change of direction. That is this case. In the Wikipedia article provided in full below. Drug policy of Portugal. These are the statements made on HIV, AIDS. However, drug-related pathologies, such as sexually transmitted diseases and deaths due to drug usage, have decreased dramatically. 2.4.5. In 1999, Portugal had the highest rate of HIV amongst injecting drug users in the European Union. The number of newly diagnosed HIV cases among drug users has decreased to 13.4 cases per million in 2009, but that is still high above the European average of 2.85 cases per million. 1. There were 2,000 new cases a year, in a country of 10 million people. 45% of HIV reported AIDS cases recorded in 1997 originated among IV drug users. 6. So targeting drug use was seen as an effective avenue of HIV prevention. At program start, a media campaign was launched by television, radio and the press, and posters were put up in discotheques and bars in order to attract the attention of the target population to the problems associated with drug addiction, in particular HIV transmission through needle sharing. 9. Observations. Reduction in new HIV diagnoses amongst drug users by 17%, 19%, and a general drop of 90% in drug-related HIV infection. Full article provided below here. This email will be public web archived and converted to spoken voice narratives and video animated social actor #macta.pond presentations. Email archive folder. Written copy and spoken voice text narratives. And animated spoken voice text AI social actor #macta.pond creations are stored in various locations, but this is one good starting point for focus. Addictions New Science Concepts Drugu Science Society, the 11th of February 2018 1357. Let's see, the AI profile of this for the public presentation media has first issuance under the meme hashtag hashtag why is the clear sky blue and can be found here. I mean it, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth will be acceptable and tolerated in my case, otherwise persons will be placed to the record at fuckedupwoman.net by personally named folders for their prevaricating protecting of hate and irrational thinking. You got it clear enough. This is the standard 1080p video quality I am able to produce. I am publishing this court case. Index of hashtag why is the clear sky blue. Parent directory. 1080p why is the clear sky blue hash black lives matter dash version dot mp4. And you think this is some kind of amateur hour. It ain't if you are going to be less of your skill set of excellence. For I am representing excellence to the truth and life, safety and wellness of society and community and individually persons named on my network at hashtag Cromobone dash the dot good, one bad makes all look bad, warning against deception and hypocrisy, and we will not be denied of being forced to the classification of addict as to have no voice. Your reply to promises made will be required as a prerequisite to represent this case to the world. This is one hell of a starting point. You have the preliminary assessment data and information to know this is no amateur hour. I only expect excellence from you and the court magistrate. Reply to the emails that are requested of reply. Reply your positions or be marked at fuckedupwoman.net from the start. Fatimo Adon is added to the CC of this email even though she quit in protest of discrimination policies and the email will get bounced back undelivered. The agency internal disorder chaos. I want my case management placed proper that does not allow haters to win. Do you hear me? once again as disclosed in a previous email, on Glassdoor is where the hemorrhage of the truth goes against the agencies for holding this hate agenda against the community. I can prove it in court. I will prove it in court. No one has the knowledge to compete with me. Letter of Conspiracy Exposed. MP3 the 22nd of January 2018 3:34:48 AM. I am not supposed to be fighting for my right to live free independent lives. A part of this systemic problem, we are oppressed in this county to the undue deaths of persons with HIV, AIDS disease and persons who fall down due to unaddressed properly focused programs on IV drug usage cultures. Do we have a sit-down conversation before we head to court? I demand my day in court. My rights for persons with two separate disabilities must be legally forced into perspectives and enabled. Drug Policy of Portugal. From Wikipedia, the Free Encyclopedia. This article needs additional citations for verification. Please help improve this article by adding citations to reliable sources. Unsourced material may be challenged and removed. March 2015, learn how and when to remove this template message. The Drug Policy of Portugal was put in place in 2001, and was legally effective from July 2001. The new law maintained the status of illegality for using or possessing any drug for personal use without authorization. However, the offense was changed from a criminal one, with prison a possible punishment, to an administrative one if the amount possessed was no more than a 10-day supply of that substance. 1. In April 2009, the Cato Institute published a white paper about the decriminalization of drugs in Portugal. 2. Paid for by the Marijuana Policy Project. 3. Data about the heroin usage rates of 13-16-year-olds from EMCDDA were used to claim that decriminalization has had no adverse effect on drug usage rates. However, drug-related pathologies, such as sexually transmitted diseases and deaths due to drug usage, have decreased dramatically. 2.4.5. In 1999, Portugal had the highest rate of HIV amongst injecting drug users in the European Union. The number of newly diagnosed HIV cases among drug users has decreased to 13.4 cases per million in 2009, but that is still high above the European average of 2.85 cases per million. 1. There were 2,000 new cases a year, in a country of 10 million people. 45% of HIV reported AIDS cases recorded in 1997 originated among IV drug users. 6. So targeting drug use was seen as an effective avenue of HIV prevention. The number of heroin users was estimated to be between 50,000 and 100,000 at the end of the 1990s. 7. This led to the adoption of the National Strategy for the Fight Against Drugs in 1999. A vast expansion of harm reduction efforts, doubling the investment of public funds in drug treatment and drug prevention services, and changing the legal framework dealing with minor drug offenses were the main elements of the policy thrust. Contents. 1. Harm reduction. 2. Expanding drug treatment. 2.1. Substitution treatment. 2.2. Aftercare and social reintegration. 2.3. Monitoring drug treatment. 3. Laws and regulations. 3.1. Regulation. 4. Law enforcement. 5. Observations. 6. Legal status of cannabis in Portugal. 6.1. Consumption and possession. 6.2. Cultivation and distribution. 7. See also. 8. References. 9. External links. Harm reduction. Main article, Harm Reduction. The Needle Exchange Program, Say No to a Used Syringe, is a nationwide syringe exchange program which has been ongoing since October 1993, involving some 2,500 pharmacies throughout Portugal. It is run by the National Commission for the Fight Against AIDS, set up by the Ministry of Health and the National Association of Pharmacies, a non-governmental organization representing the majority of Portuguese pharmacies. All drug users can exchange used syringes at pharmacy counters across the country. They get a kit with clean needle syringes, a condom, rubbing alcohol and a written message motivating for AIDS prevention and addiction treatment. From 1994 to 1999, pharmacies delivered around 3 million syringes annually. 8. Several low-threshold projects were initiated after 1999, particularly in the period 2003-2005, where outreach teams have promoted safe injection practices and supplied needles and injecting equipment on the street. Many of these projects are still running. At program start, a media campaign was launched by television, radio and the press, and posters were put up in discotheques and bars in order to attract the attention of the target population to the problems associated with drug addiction, in particular HIV transmission through needle sharing. 9. Project objectives have been threefold: to reduce frequency of sharing needles and syringes, to change other IDU, intravenous drug user, behaviors that create negative attitudes among the population in general, and to change attitudes towards IDUs in the general population to facilitate addiction prevention and treatment. 10. Expanding drug treatment. In 1987, the Centro das Tipas in Lisbon was created, an institution specializing in the treatment of drug addicts. This center consisted of a consultation service, a day center and a patient detoxification unit. This facility was the responsibility of the Ministry of Health, and was the first in the network of centers specializing in treating drug addiction which now covers the whole country. Healthcare for drug users in Portugal is organized mainly through the public network services of treatment for illicit substance dependence, under the Institute on Drugs and Drug Addiction, and the Ministry of Health. In addition to public services, certification and protocols between NGOs and other public or private treatment services ensure a wide access to quality-controlled services encompassing several treatment modalities. The public services provided are free of charge and accessible to all drug users who seek treatment. There are 73 specialized treatment facilities, public and certified private therapeutic communities, 14 detoxification units, 70 public outpatient facilities and 13 accredited day centers. Portugal is divided into 18 districts. There is full coverage of drug outpatient treatment across all but 4 districts. Districts not covered are located in the north of the country, Viana do Castelo, Braganca, Viseu and Guarda. Substitution treatment. Substitution treatment is today widely available in Portugal through public services such as specialized treatment centers, health centers, hospitals and pharmacies as well as NGOs and non-profit organizations. The Portuguese substitution program started in 1977 in Oporto. The CEPD, North Study Center on Drug Prevention, North, using methadone as the substituting substance, was the only unit using opioid substitution until 1992. However, the increase in numbers of drug addicts, including an explosion at the beginning of the 1990s, together with the growth of AIDS and hepatitis C among this population, led to a change in attitude. After 1992, methadone substitution programs were extended to several CATS, Centers of Assistance to Drug Addicts. Overall, the programs were medium or high threshold. With the exception of occasional activities in a slum area in Lisbon, there were no true low threshold programs, risk and harm reduction, prior to 2001. From 2000 to 2008, the number of people in Portugal receiving substitution treatment increased from 6,040 to 25,808, 24,312 in 2007, 75% of whom were in methadone maintenance treatment. The remaining patients received high-dosage buprenorphine treatment. Buprenorphine had been available since 1999, and later also the buprenorphine-naloxone combination. Decree Law 183-2001 Article 44.1 and Decree Law 1593 Article 15.1-3 stipulate that methadone treatment can be initiated by treatment centers whereas buprenorphine treatment can be initiated by any medical doctor, specialized medical doctors and treatment centers. From 2004, there was also the provision of buprenorphine in pharmacies. Aftercare and social reintegration. Aftercare and social reintegration of drug users in Portugal is organized through three major programs targeting different regions in Portugal, Programa Vida Emprego, Programa Quadro Reinserir and the PIDDAC incentives for reintegration. All three programs finance different initiatives and projects supporting drug users through training opportunities, employment support, and/or housing. Monitoring drug treatment. A national treatment monitoring system is being developed but has not yet been implemented in all regions. National routine statistics from outpatient centers on substitution clients are available for clients in methadone and buprenorphine programs. 9. Laws and regulations. In July 2001, a new law maintained the status of illegality for using or possessing any drug for personal use without authorization. The offense was changed from a criminal one, with prison a possible punishment, to an administrative one if the amount possessed was no more than a 10-day supply of that substance. 1. This was in line with the de facto Portuguese drug policy before the reform. Drug addicts were then to be aggressively targeted with therapy or community service rather than fines or waivers. 11. Even if there are no criminal penalties, these changes did not legalize drug use in Portugal. Possession has remained prohibited by Portuguese law, and criminal penalties are still applied to drug growers, dealers and traffickers. 12-13. Despite this, the law was still associated with a nearly 50% decrease in convictions and imprisonments of drug traffickers from 2001 to 2015. 14. Regulation. Individuals found in possession of small quantities of drugs are issued summons. The drugs are confiscated, and the suspect is interviewed by a Commission for the Dissuasion of Drug Addiction, Comissões para a Dissuasão da Toxicodependência, CDT. These commissions are made up of three people, a social worker, a psychiatrist, and an attorney. 13, 15. The Dissuasion Commission have powers comparable to an arbitration committee, but restricted to cases involving drug use or possession of small amounts of drugs. There is one CDT in each of Portugal's 18 districts. The committees have a broad range of sanctions available to them when ruling on the drug use offense. These include fines ranging from €25 to €150. These figures are based on the Portuguese minimum wage of about €485 Banco de Portugal 2001, and translate into hours of work lost. Suspension of the right to practice if the user has a licensed profession, e.g. medical doctor, taxi driver, and may endanger another person or someone's possessions. Ban on visiting certain places, e.g. specific clubbing venues. Ban on associating with specific other persons. Foreign travel ban. Requirement to report periodically to the committee. Withdrawal of the right to carry a gun. Confiscation of personal possessions. Cessation of subsidies or allowances that a person receives from a public agency. If the person is addicted to drugs, they may be admitted to a drug rehabilitation facility or be given community service, if the dissuasion committee finds that this better serves the purpose of keeping the offender out of trouble. The committee cannot mandate compulsory treatment, although its orientation is to induce addicts to enter and remain in treatment. The committee has the explicit power to suspend sanctions conditional upon voluntary entry into treatment. If the offender is not addicted to drugs, or unwilling to submit to treatment or community service, he or she may be given a fine. 1, 16, 17, 18. Law enforcement. Every year, Portuguese law enforcement bodies confiscate several tons of cocaine, with a record amount of more than 34.5 tons seized in 2006. A regular increase in quantities of cannabis resin seized could also be observed over recent years, though there has been a recent decline between 2008, 61 tons, and 2009, 23 tons. 1. Observations. This section needs to be updated. Please update this article to reflect recent events or newly available information. October 2015. There is little reliable information about drug use, injecting behavior or addiction treatment in Portugal before 2001, when general population surveys commenced. Before that, there were the indicators on lifetime prevalence amongst youth, collected as part of the European School Survey Project on Alcohol and Other Drugs, ESPAD, and some other, less reliable, data available through the EMCDDA. 18. Thorough studies on how the various efforts have been implemented were not conducted. Thus, a causal effect between strategy efforts and these developments cannot be firmly established. 12. There are, however, statistical indicators that suggest the following correlations between the drug strategy and the following developments, from July 2001 up to 2007. Increased uptake of treatment, roughly 60% increase as of 2012. 12. Reduction in new HIV diagnoses amongst drug users by 17%, 19%, and a general drop of 90% in drug-related HIV infection. Reduction in drug-related deaths, although this reduction has decreased in later years. The number of drug-related deaths is now almost on the same level as before the drug strategy was implemented. 12-19. However, this may be accounted for by improvement in measurement practices, which includes a doubling of toxicological autopsies now being performed, meaning that more drugs-related deaths are likely to be recorded. 20. Reported lifetime use of all illicit drugs increased from 7.8% to 12%, lifetime use of cannabis increased from 7.6% to 11.7%, cocaine use more than doubled, from 0.9% to 1.9%, ecstasy nearly doubled from 0.7% to 1.3%, and heroin increased from 0.7% to 1.1%. 19. It has been proposed by whom? That this effect may have been related to the candor of interviewees, who may have been inclined to answer more truthfully due to a reduction in the stigma associated with drug use. 20. However, during the same period, the use of heroin and cannabis also increased in Spain and Italy, where drugs for personal use was decriminalized many years earlier than in Portugal. 20-21, while the use of cannabis and heroin decreased in the rest of Western Europe. 22-23. The increase in drug use observed among adults in Portugal was not greater than that seen in nearby countries that did not change their drug laws. 24. Drug use among adolescents 13-15 years, and problematic, users declined. 20. Drug-related criminal justice workloads decreased. 20. Decreased street value of most illicit drugs, some significantly. The number of drug-related deaths has reduced from 131 in 2001 to 20 in 2008. 25. As of 2012, Portugal's drug death toll sat at 3 per million, in comparison to the EU average of 17.3 per million. Homicide rate increased from 1.13 per 100,000 in 2000 to 1.76 in 2007, then decreased to 0.96 in 2015, 26, 27, 28. Legal status of cannabis in Portugal. This section does not cite any sources. Please help improve this section by adding citations to reliable sources. Unsourced material may be challenged and removed. December 2016, learn how and when to remove this template message. Consumption and possession. In Portugal, recreational use of cannabis is forbidden by law. Also, the medicinal use is not yet officially recognized. There is debate and legislators have proposed bills in the Portuguese Parliament. Portugal signed all the UN conventions on narcotics and psychotropic to date. With the 2001 decriminalization bill, the consumer is now regarded as a patient and not as a criminal. Having the amount usually used for 10 days of personal use is not a punishable crime, but repression persists. One can be sent to a dissuasion committee and have a talk or must pay a fee. According to the libertarian think tank Cato Institute, illegal drug use among Portuguese teenagers declined after 2001, and 45% of the country's heroin addicts sought medical treatment. But critics of the policy, such as the Association for a Drug-Free Portugal, say overall consumption of drugs in the country has actually risen by 4.2% since 2001 and claim the benefits of decriminalization are being over-egged. Citation needed. Cultivation and distribution. The cultivation of cannabis, even on a very small-scale homegrown basis for personal use only, can legally be prosecuted. However, an unknown number of enthusiasts of small-scale home cultivation grow the plants with a high degree of secrecy due to the legal punishment they could face if prosecuted, and due to potential social stigma as well. In neighboring Spain, small-scale cultivation of cannabis plants for personal use only is tolerated by the authorities, and there are many grow shops across the country selling their products physically and online. In 2003, another update to the Portuguese drugs law brought the criminalization of the possession of cannabis seeds, except certified industrial hemp seed. This law made the buying of cannabis seeds from legal and financially transparent online cannabis seed shops based in other European Union member states, such as neighboring Spain or the Netherlands, an unlawful transaction when performed by Portuguese residents. The provision of seeds and tools to produce and consume cannabis is also illegal in the country. Production and distribution of hemp products is legal but regulated. There are a small number of hemp shops in Portugal and hemp products are legal. See also, João Castel Branco Goulau, Drug Liberalization, Drug Policy of the Netherlands. References, EMCDDA, Drug Policy Profiles, Portugal, June 2011. emcdda.europa.eu. The 17th of August 2011. Retrieved the 27th of July 2014. Greenwald, Glenn, the 2nd of April 2009. Drug Decriminalization in Portugal, Lessons for Creating Fair and Successful Drug Policies, PDF. Cato Institute. Retrieved the 14th of February 2015. Cato Institute Annual Repost 2009. Bostog, Brian, the 7th of April 2009. 5 years after, Portugal's drug decriminalization policy shows positive results. Scientific American. Retrieved the 14th of February 2015. Shalovitz, Maya, the 26th of April 2009. Drugs in Portugal, Did Decriminalization Work? Time. Retrieved the 14th of February 2015. CNLCS, 1998. EMCDDA, 2000. EMCDDA, 2000. Reviewing Current Practice in Drug Substitution Treatment in the European Union. EMCDDA. Ferreira Mo, Madeira A, Telles A, Matias L, Amaro F, International Conference on AIDS. INT CONF AIDS. 1996 July 7 minus 12, 11, 152, Abstract No. We, C.3545. Portugal legalizes drug use. BBC News. The 7th of July 2000. Retrieved the 21st of August 2009. Hughes, Caitlin, Stevens, Alex, December 2007. The Effects of Decriminalization of Drug Use in Portugal, PDF, Briefing Paper 14, Oxford, Beckley Foundation, archived from the original PDF, on the 26th of April 2015. United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, 2009. Confronting Unintended Consequences, Drug Control and the Criminal Black Market, PDF. World Drug Report. United Nations. P. 174. ISBN 978-92-1-148240-9. Lacor, Hannah, June 2015. Uses and Abuses of Drug Decriminalization in Portugal. Law and Social Inquiry. 43, 746-781. doi 10.1111, LSI.12104. Hammond, Claudia, 18 June 2009. Lisbon's Light Touch Drugs Policy. BBC News. Retrieved 24 August 2009. Gillespie, Nick. Drug Decriminalization in Portugal. Reason. 2009, July. Retrieved 24 August 2009. Easton, Mark, 1 July 2009. How Portugal Treats Drug Addicts. BBC News. Retrieved 24 August 2009. Decriminalization of Drug Use in Portugal, the Development of a Policy. JSTOR 1049733. Cardoso, Manuel, Santos, Ana Sofia, Duarte, Oscar 2009. New Development, Trends and In-Depth Information on Selected Issues PDF. Portuguese Focal Point Report 2008 Data to the EMCDDA. Lisbon, Portugal, Institute for Drug and Drug Addiction, IDT, IP. Archived from the original PDF, on 25 July 2011. Retrieved 11 June 2011. External link in, publisher equals, help. Hughes, Caitlin, Stevens, Alex, 21 July 2010. What can we learn from the Portuguese decriminalization of illicit drugs? PDF. British Journal of Criminology. Oxford University Press 10.1093, BJC, AZQ038. 50, 6, 1014. DOI 10.1093, BJC, AZQ038. Archived from the original PDF, on 21 August 2014. The Effect of Drug Decriminalization in Portugal on Homicide and Drug Mortality Rates. CRIMPREV. CRIMPREV Info N Degree 7 BIS, Drug Use and Possession, the Criminalization-Decriminalization Equation. Lodal.irviews.inis.fr. Retrieved 27 July 2014. CRIMPREV. CRIMPREV Info N Degree 29 BIS, Decriminalization of the Use and Possession of Drugs, Deutschland, Italy, Spain, asterisk. Lodal.irviews.inis.fr. Retrieved 27 July 2014. Shalovitz, Maya, 23 November 2010. Portugal's Drug Experience, New Study Confirms Decriminalization Was a Success. Time Magazine. Retrieved 25 March 2016. Vale de Andrade and Carapina, Paula and Ludmila, 2010. Drug Decriminalization in Portugal. BMJ. 341, C4554. DOI 10.1136, BMJ, C4554. PMID 20,833,743. Tavares, C. and Thomas, G. 2008. Statistics in Focus, Crime and Criminal Justice. Eurostat. P. 3. Crime and Criminal Justice Database 1998-2007. Eurostat. Crime and Criminal Justice Database 2008-2015. Eurostat. External links. EMCDDA, Drug Treatment Overview, Portugal. Drug Decriminalization in Portugal, Lessons for Creating Fair and Successful Drug Policies. PGDL, Law 32,000, in Portuguese.